Several years ago, Nashville set out to be a national leader in combating domestic and sexual violence. That's culminated in the new Family Safety Center, a $26 million building run by the city where children can run around and play while adults get all the resources they need for free delivered to them. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports.
The waiting room of the Family Safety Center looks like a living room. In fact, that's what it's called. There's a fireplace, sofas, blankets, books, toys, even snacks. The color scheme is soothing grays and blues with pops of bright color in the stylish furniture.
It's very fancy.
11-year-old Aiden Sabi and his sister are touring the center with their mother, a survivor who now helps other victims. 9-year-old Eris is hooked.
I would want to, like, every weekend I would just want to come here and play.
You think your mom would have really liked coming here too?
Yeah. This would probably be her safe place. Like, I feel like this could be my safe place.
That's a kid wanting to hang out at a trauma facility because of what is the heart of the building, a 2-story tall glass pyramid full of huge plush building blocks, toys, and lots of space for jumping around. Creating such a cheerful setting for kids while adults file an order of protection, talk to detectives, or plan a safety strategy, that lifts a huge burden, says their mother, Summer Sabi. She left her ex after years of emotional, financial, and physical abuse, including being pushed out of a moving car, that she had to retell in front of her then toddlers.
I remember several moments where I was very, very emotional and distraught at times. I wish that they had not seen so much because I feel like that put a lot of stress on them.
Which only added to her stress, especially when she finally went to the police.
You're speaking to an officer in a uniform, and even though you haven't done anything wrong, just sitting there with your kids, it was so painful. It was so painful, and I felt shame.
Sabi says if there had been a place for her kids to feel this welcome, she probably wouldn't have waited until she feared for her life to leave her abusive home. Such a heavy focus on children is a key feature of Nashville's Family Safety Center. Staff say it's the largest of roughly 90 across the country. More than a dozen groups and agencies were brought together to serve victims of sexual, child, domestic, and elderly abuse.
So they don't have to go all over town. It's like being the superstore of services.
Executive Director Diane Lance says those include the Nashville Children's Alliance, investigators from the State Department of Children's Services,
several of the shelter providers, the Sexual Assault Center, the YWCA, Legal Aid Society.
The Metro Police Divisions of Sex Crimes and Crimes Against Children were also relocated next door. Previously, victims had to go to those agencies separately, often by bus, a logistical nightmare that only added to trauma. Now the bus stops right in front of the center on Murfreesboro Pike. And victims aren't re-traumatized by having to tell their story over and over again. They sit in cozy support rooms while their children play and can speak to representatives of all the organizations at once, if they so choose, says Lance.
If you're coming here and you need some help planning for your safety, but you don't want to talk to police or you don't want to interact with the district attorney's office just yet or ever, that's okay. You're in charge of what services that you receive here at our center, and we're just here to help make sure those services are good.
Everything at the facility is geared toward increasing client numbers and decreasing rates of abuse, especially the grim statistic that Tennessee has one of the highest rates in the nation of women killed by intimate partners. So every detail is thought out. Even what initially seems like a design flaw. Really loud white noise. Lance actually asked that it be embedded in the ceilings near the rooms where the most delicate conversations take place.
Just imagine if you are telling someone about something awful that has happened in your life and you hear people walking by bursting out laughing. That's a really bad feeling.
Staff know it's never easy to leave a violent situation, but a facility like this makes it easier. One day after the center officially opened last month, 8 women walked in off the street, which is rare. Summer Sabi, the woman taking a tour with her kids, can understand why.
I feel like it would have saved me a lot of grief and those feelings of shame, but it's here for the next person, and that makes me feel good.
Meanwhile, Sabi's kids are equally impressed by the center garden outside.
This is amazing. I'm pretty sure everybody. Yep.
They're already trying to figure out how to come back as volunteers to work with other children. For WPLN News, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.